During the winter, one quintessential New York experience is buying warm, roasted chestnuts from a street cart. Chestnut vendors are getting harder to find these days, so a do-it-yourself approach is also a good option. But the time to do it is now, since chestnut season is already winding down. Freelance chef Amy Chaplin grew up with a chestnut tree outside her childhood home in Australia. She's here to share some tips on how to prepare these nuts without losing a finger in the process. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back, Amy.
Thank you.
Chestnuts have a notoriously tough shell. Do you have any horror stories about trying to cut into one?
Yes, every time until this past season that I would cut into a chestnut to score it for cooking, I would envisage the top of the chestnut being either the flat side or the pointy side. But actually, the easiest way to do it is let them lie on the counter, and whatever side is exposed, that's the side you cut. So you use a serrated knife and cut straight across the top.
The curved side, yeah. That's exposed once it's lying
flat. And it's actually really easy to cut. That's the secret, I think. I've been struggling with sticking a paring knife in either end of it, thinking that that was the top, and then, you know, usually cutting myself.
Oh, I see. So part of the complexity was you were just trying to tackle the wrong surface.
Yes.
And laying it on its side and it's slipping.
And then all you do is you just need to see a photo. Once you've seen a photograph of the way they're slit and then roasted, you get it. But I guess I'd just never seen it.
You were struggling for years and you didn't have to.
Yes.
How long do you have to roast them in the oven?
Well, recently I just tried boiling them first. So score them, bring them actually just up to a boil in a pot of water, drain that and put them in an oven for 15 minutes on like 425. And then they're ready. It's really quick. Although it is good to let them sit a little bit outside, just cover them up and so they steam. And then they're easier to peel and I feel like the center gets nice and soft and creamy.
You know, when I shop for nuts, it's not like I see chestnuts sitting next to the cashews or the pecans. I guess you can mail order them, but you need to be careful. Kathy Irway, who blogs for Not Eating Out in New York, recently received a package in the mail of what appeared to be chestnuts. She says the product ended up being inedible after a lot of effort on her part.
I reached out to Deb Perelman, who I mentioned in my blog post, and she said, I think you have horse chestnuts, which I'd never heard of before. And I looked it up, and of course, they're poisonous and not edible.
Poisonous, not edible. Wow. Here is Irway's sound advice for avoiding that mistake.
Just make sure you get them from a source that says these are definitely edible.
So figure this out for me. What's the difference between a chestnut and a horse chestnut?
Well, from what I've seen, and I may have seen the chestnut trees around and not realized that they are horse chestnuts, but they're bigger and kind of odd-looking shaped. Whereas regular chestnuts that we want to eat are usually small, smooth, round. They're pretty recognizable, whereas the pictures I've seen are sort of a little knobbly and kind of odd looking and look dark inside.
You grew up with a chestnut tree in your yard. What do they look like on the tree?
They look round, like the size of a golf ball, and kind of spiky and green. And then you have to break open this sort of it's like a skin, I guess, but it's green and soft and you can like peel it open and then you see them inside. And when they're really fresh, they're beautiful because they're like a very, like a typical chestnut color, very light and shiny and silky. When you buy them in the store, you should look for not too hard shells because often they're dry or rotten. And sometimes you can see when you peel them open that they're moldy inside.
Mm.
So you want to get them as fresh as possible.
Candied chestnuts, obviously, something you can do with chestnuts. But how do you use chestnuts?
Well, I love just eating them out of the shell. And now that I've got this new method, it's really enjoyable,
the
actually.
Non-explosive.
Yeah, it's just like
method.
You just break off the top, the bottom and top, and there's no sort of, I mean, I used to be getting sores under my nails, and like I've read a lot of other people having the same problems.
I haven't had chestnuts from a cart in Manhattan for a long, long time. I think it was something that I tried like when I first moved here in 1986.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say, have you seen
them? I never see them. And people say, oh,
anymore.
Chestnuts on the street corner. I think I just, maybe in Central Park, maybe that's where they are. I think that might have been the one time that I had them when I first came to New York. But apparently most of the chestnut trees in this part of the country were killed by a blight in the early 1900s. And so most of the chestnuts we're seeing in the supermarkets now are actually from Europe.
Hmm.
So I think, they're harder to get, but they are definitely more expensive. So
not as cheap as a hot dog or a pretzel, I take it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amy Chaplin is a freelance vegetarian chef. Her website is amychaplin.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
To learn more about chestnuts and to get Amy's recipe for roasted chestnuts, click on culture at WNYC.org.